It is a better way to live, a lighter way to live, and you take up a lot less space in crowded places like buses or restaurants. There's probably other incredible reasons to become a cloud, but we'll get to those later on in the show, I think. I am joined today by a cumulonimbus cloud that doesn't even realize that she is, in fact, a cumulonimbus cloud. I think cumulonimbus is a cloud shape. I'm unsure, actually.
Yeah, that's stuck with me throughout the years. That's the only cloud shape I know. Yes, that is me, and I'm reigning.
And you are reigning over this song by the band Wombo from their new album Danger in Fives. This one's called Spy Hopping.
Good.
Hello, and welcome back to the speaking portion of this here show. This here show known to us as I Come From the Mountain. I also realized that I had the preview button clicked for the first for my introduction, so I'm actually unsure if anybody heard the intro, which is fine, because we were just clouds.
You can give a dramatic retelling. We left our physical form, we became clouds, we have no possessions. That's the too long didn't read of it all.
Great. Thank you for that. We are Clouds, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. And this is I Come From the Mountain, a show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. Okay, you're caught up now. Welcome. Welcome to us telling you what you just heard, the cacophony of noise that you just got willingly or unwillingly set to. If it is unwilling, you should call emergency services if you're in danger. Do not call us. We can't do anything. But call a loved one, probably, if you're in danger. If you're being held against your will, I think. Anyway, you just heard a song by the Chicago Screamo band, Lord Snow, a song called Shalandavar, off of their new release, sort of re-release, sort of compilation, new probably to most people, so we'll just call it new. It's called Have You Heard of the High Elves? Before that, you heard from The Armed featuring Prostitute, a song called Broken Mirror off of their new album, The Future Is Here and Everything Must Be Destroyed, which I still fully believe in. Before that, you heard from Gloin, a song called Bucket of Blood off of their album from earlier this year, All Your Anger Is Actually Shame, and I Bet That Makes You Angry. Third on the list was BC Camplight, a song called Two-Legged Dog featuring Abigail Morris from his new album, A Sober Conversation. And we started off today's set with Wombo, a combo Wombo from Wombo, if I do say so myself. Two songs. You heard a little intro, interlude called Really Melancholy and No Words, followed by the actual song Spy Hopping, which I actually thought was called Spy Shopping rather than Spy Hopping. I'm actually not sure which version of it I prefer, but it's Spy Hopping, not Spy Shopping, as I erroneously said earlier today, if the preview button did in fact let that information leave, in which case maybe I didn't lie. So Spy Hopping. Some cool things have happened here at CITR and Discorder land. We had our strat plan yesterday, which sounds probably very fun. And I'm just going to tell you about how fun it is, which is pretty much when we decide what the next year looks like in terms of dreams, goals, and aspirations for a small campus community radio and local arts magazine. But it was really fun. We ate pizza. We hung out and talked about our dreams and woes and what we hope to achieve in this year, 2025 into 2026. And damn, I feel like we did something else that's important. Oh, and then we have Block Party coming up. We have Block Party coming up August 31st. Over the airwaves up until then, you'll hear from different artists that are playing. We just had John in here right before us talking about her music and what we can expect from their performance, or maybe not expect from their performance at Block Party, which is at Green Auto, and it is on August 31st. It is on Labor Day weekend, so you have no excuse unless you're out of town, and I will tell you that it will likely be necessary for you to cancel your flight trips so that you can come and hang out at Block Party. There's a bunch of bands playing. There's Beats, Blues, and Bars. There's Emma Goldman. There's Jan. There's Miguel Maravilla. There is Mechanical Bull. I feel like I'm missing somebody. I'm so sorry. The Magic Triangle. How could we forget the Magic Triangle? Come on out. It's by donation. No one turned away for lack of funds. And all the funds that we make at this show will be going to support our friends at Megaphone Magazine to continue to do what they do well. So, check us out. All right. Well, enough yapping and more rocking, as they say in the free world. So, Tash.
Yes.
What are we doing?
I think we should start with some tombstone poetry.
Okay. This is a song called Ignition by, which is like great for starting a set, actually. Like, yeah, just like, and thematically makes sense.
It was totally unintentional.
Well, maybe take credit for it next time. This song is called Ignition by Tombstone Poetry.
Fought the battle, archer shooting at me from the woods. Just a mess, couldn't start the engine if I wanted to.
Cackling! the cleansing of a curse. Please remove the garments. Show of hands who will go first. Show of hands. Show of hands. Show of hands.
Thank you. resting at the trunk of what I once would climb or look beyond. Lightly grazed by blades of grass, the wind blows coolly and the sun hangs through the trees, and I wait for my question.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to I Come From the Mountain on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard some songs. As always, wouldn't it be weird if you stopped hearing songs and started hearing something else? I mean, I guess you could hear voices or sounds or something that is like sound that is not song. But I meant more like, what if you just started hearing, like, I don't know, like secret plans just being broadcast on the air, or like
us thinking we were off air, yeah. Just having little little chats, little secret chats.
Well, you know, like, it was funny. I was talking to somebody about this, where it's like old amplifiers, like old guitar amplifiers, when they're not grounded properly, they actually do catch radio signals. And like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Every now and then, like if you crank an amp hard enough, an old amp hard enough, you will catch like an FM wave or something, or somebody's like walkie-talkie. Walkie-talkie comes through all the time as well.
And yeah, which is truly haunted technology.
Totally. So like, that's more than anything the energy I came into this speaking portion with. With like, imagine if you heard a ghost.
Anything you heard, it wasn't us.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Speaking of Ghost, you just heard a song by the band Pile. Incredible band. I don't know. I'm a big fanboy, unfortunately. But they're coming in 2 weeks. Very excited. Got tickets.
Don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, we were. If you did hear us having our secret chats in between talking portions, we were saying that this is like one of our favorite Pile releases yet. And
do you have...
I don't know. If you heard anything, it wasn't me. And I think it's because this is the most like, this is the most lush that they've ever sounded. The strings particularly are really striking a chord with me. I think I'm just really into strings right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could put out a terrible album, and I think I still would like it. That's just like where I'm at. That's the depth of my fandom, I think. But I do think that I can remain objective and say that this is objectively... Mm-hmm. One of Pile's best records, if not their best record. So let's talk about it, or at least introduce you to it. This is the closing track. That was the closing track off of their new album. The album is called Sunshine and Balance Beams, and the track is called Carry On Song. And yeah, they're coming. They're playing the Fox in September 4th. They're playing with Namdi and the Down the Lees. Yeah, very stoked. Before that, you heard from Montreal multi-instrumentalist Laurie Torres, a song called Les Airs off of Après Coup.
If you are a person who likes percussive piano playing, this album is for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this at all, so.
It's great. You can hear the pedals and everything. That's one of my favorite things with a pianist. If you can hear them hitting the instrument, beautiful.
Incredible. So Mike, your foot pedal is the, and the hammers of your pianos.
Oh my God, please.
Please.
ASMR for that only, please.
You're like the cat from those like Playing for Meow videos.
Oh, I love that series. Yeah. Well, there's a meow who doesn't like it, but the meow who does like it sits like
right on the hammers.
On the hammers, yeah.
It's quite awesome. Yeah, if you haven't found this really treasured portion of ASMR content on YouTube, Piano for Meow. It's great. Yeah. Watch cats enjoy being played piano to or on.
Mm-hmm. And that piano is mic'd.
Yeah, that's
so mic'd, maybe, yeah. This is also the allure.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, mic those hammers too. Mic everything.
Mic everything.
Never stop.
Before Laurie Torres, you heard from Anoni and Anthony and the Johnsons, which are arguably the same act. So it's weird that it's titled as Anoni with Anthony and the Johnsons.
Like, well, okay, Anthony and the Johnsons was like their early aughts band.
Totally.
And then Anoni went solo.
Yeah.
And I think...
So what? It's now like... But wasn't Anoni at some point the titular Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons?
I don't know.
Right, okay. Well, that's good.
I don't know, actually. I figured that Anthony and the Johnsons was the, like, is the traveling band with Anoni.
But, like, when they released the previous album, pretty sure it was called Anoni and the Johnsons, or Anthony and the Johnsons. Like, this is weird because this song is actually Anoni and Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yeah.
It's odd. Anyway, the song's called Breaking. It's a single. Maybe we'll know more about who's what and where when a full release or some sort of release comes out.
Yeah, and for the real ones, Anthony and the Johnsons, I'm a Bird Now, I think it's called, 2005.
Yeah.
A killer album.
20 years ago.
Don't listen to it on a bad day. Or do. I don't know.
Yeah. Get weird and sad.
Get a little crazy.
Yeah. It is a great album. I agree with that. Before that, you heard from a fairly new band to me. They're called Birth Order, a song called Pillage off of their album from this year, Albatross. And we started it off that set with Tombstone Poetry, quickly rising to one of Tasha's favorite bands, I think, just from the amount that I've heard you listen to them. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess so. I love like a warbled country act. So they fit right in there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, them and like Greg Freeman and MJ Lenderman and the whole host of that type of music coming out right now. Great stuff. Boot gaze.
Does anyone know what boot gaze is?
Yeah, shoegaze, but it's country.
Yeah, but I was asking the listeners.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, now you're just answering. You're answering
the... Sorry, you guys.
You're answering the trivia that I've got set up.
You know, okay? When someone's trying to be sarcastic and they ask you a dumb question, but you answer honestly?
Yes. That's mostly my life, I think.
Yeah, I think Tombstone Poetry has a new song out, too, that we didn't play. But
They do. It's called, like, Dog Down or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I'm a fan of the older stuff. I think they're a little bit weirder in their older stuff. This has become, like, a little bit
Bear down.
Yeah, bear down. Still good. Less warbly, but good stuff if you like that kind of thing.
And if you like that kind of thing and you want to talk to us about the kinds of things that you like, this is our bi-weekly shout out to Write to the Airhead. It's our letters to the editor column and Discorder. We're bringing it back to add some interactivity into the magazine and hear from you, the listeners and readers of CITR and Discorder, to share your thoughts earnestly. And it can be fun anecdotes, it can be criticism, it can be a flattery. I mean, I'm very down to be flattered all the time. So yeah, if you want to like sing our praises, like that's a great place to do it. If you want to contest Tasha on what bootgase actually means, please, airhead@citr.ca.
But know that I'm never wrong.
No topic is, well, I mean, there are some topics we won't touch. I don't even need to go into like which ones.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
But be a funny jerk. We're open to that.
Yeah, like we're okay if like, okay, if you don't like us, as long as you don't, as long as you don't like us for like racist or sexist reasons, you know. But like for the most part, everything else flies. So
yeah,
great. We're gonna go into more music. Airhead@citr.ca for all the brave ones out there, and we have another song for you. This is by the famed and the beloved DJ Cozy. The song is in German, so apologies to the German listening audience if I come from the mountain with this next song title, which is Wie schon du bist. I hope I said that correctly. It is by DJ Cozy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. this is alles okay.
And welcome back one last time to the sound of our gorgeous cloud voices. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard a song by Crippling Alcoholism, a song called, but it's always hard to say that on air, but a song called Pliers featuring Luxury Skin off of an album that is yet to be named and released. Yeah, they've been very secretive about what comes next. And you, before that, you heard from the lovely, cozy sounds of DJ Cozy, a song called, oh, here we go again, We Shan Du Bist, off of his album.
Music Can Hear Us.
Off of Music Can Hear. Is that what We Shan Du Bist means?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just from, yeah, okay. Yeah. Music Can Hear Us. That's it, and we've reached the end of this show. As time passes, inevitably you have reached yet another hour of time that you have spent gloriously, truly, if you have been listening to the last hour of radio. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us during this weird little hour. One of the best parts of our work week, honestly.
It is.
Yeah. I think so. So thanks a lot. I leave you with one more song by Kwazim Nakvi and Moor Mother called Power Down the Heart off of Kwazim Nakvi's new album, Endling. And that's it. I'll leave you to it. The Real World is next, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
You're not going to announce the name of the song. Just, like, I hate when they do that, man. Like, how am I supposed to find the song later? You know? Like, what the fuck is that about?
Whoa, cool it. Did you know you can actually email us anytime and ask what a song was that you heard on CITR? All you have to do is reach out to programming@citr.ca and ask. Say, hey, I was listening at this time. What song was playing? And we can probably help you. Actually, we would welcome it. So if you want to know what's going on, email us, programming@citr.ca. Also, the song that was playing was Weird New Vocation by Computer. Just in case you're wondering.
Lately been a little not loose. Corn in the oven, Limp Bizkit in my brew. Cause reality blurs and I'm scared. None of us are.